The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, SEOs. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible. And this week, we're going to discuss AI impacts on spam and scaling technical SEO. Joining me is Jason Lax, who is the Technical SEO Senior Specialist at SAP, which is one of the world's leading producers of software for the management of business and process. Yesterday, Jason and I talked about spam in the age of AI. And today we're going to continue our conversation by discussing scaling technical SEO for millions of URLs.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
Okay, here's my conversation with Jason Lax, the Technical SEO Senior Specialist at SAP. Jason, welcome back to the Voices of Search podcast.
Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So yesterday, we really went into where spam is going. We ended the episode talking about kind of legislation and how that is still behind the times, let's just say, in terms of helping us combat spam. But we really ran through a gamut of excellent examples and highlighted where spam is just becoming more intrusive into our everyday business, and is core to the DNA of what we do in SEO. And we need to understand how to prevent it and ensure that we're informing and educating our organizations around spam. Obviously, we could probably do a whole week on spam, but for today,
just do a whole month if you want.
Probably, we could just take each example. We could go from our community sections of our site to the review sections to
establish a virtual library. Okay, no.
Yeah, it's true. It is true, Jason. And if you didn't listen to it, please listen to it. The episode it just is the beginning of a broader conversation around spam, and I think it's such an important piece for all of us to understand, but. For today, we're going into technical SEO for millions of URLs. And I'd love for you, Jason, maybe to share a little bit of a background on yourself, your SEO career, you know, where you're at today in SAP, and how you work within the space of technical SEO, maybe before we get into the heavy parts of our topic.
You know, I have to give credit to a colleague who, I think back in 2008, started reading up on SEO and kind of said, hey, you know, if we put some keywords in our titles and maybe paid a little bit more attention to it, we'll increase our traffic and visibility with our audience. And from that, I was kind of given the opportunity to play with a relatively large website. And at the time, it was fun. You know, I got access to Google Search Console. And I remember I was playing around with the, it was a large community site. And it's still large. It's a larger site today, of course. And this is before social, of course. This is before Facebook and all that. So it's like one of the original communities. And I remember literally communicating with Google. It was a large site. You can filter and slice and dice content. And I was going in and adjust. Remember the parameter setting in Search Console, which I missed dearly. go in and say, okay, this parameter does this. And, you know, overnight Google would say, okay, so you told me this is what it was. Now I found all these other URLs. What are these about?
Mm-hmm.
And literally understood, like, you know, wait a sec, if I configure things, you start interacting with the search engine, it digs deeper into the site. And well, now I'm dating myself, but yeah, now 16 years later, still doing it. Some of the tools have evolved, but the challenges haven't, nor is the fun. A lot of problem solving along the way, a lot of problem solving.
It is fun. And, you know, I get the question often, especially from non-SEOs that I talk to, like, SEO is going to die, right? Like AI is going to kind of take that job over. And the reality is that is not true, because as SEOs, we are evolving not just with where AI is taking us in terms of search, but our foundationally, our jobs is about building great websites. It's about building great experiences for users. It's about better understanding these ecosystems that help us influence our customers and our prospects and ultimately the users behind those keyboards, right? And as you alluded to, you started with titles like many of us do in our SEO careers. And titles are still here and they're still very useful and they can be tested and used in a lot of different ways that they couldn't be in years ago, but they're still here.
They're seen in search, yeah. So it's, but it's also, is SEO dead, or is it more that the experience is constantly evolving at a faster pace? And I grew up watching, I'm from Montreal, so, you know, William Shatner, Captain Kirk was a big deal. And so, you know, I grew up watching Star Trek, and, you know, there was no screen. There was no keyboard. You had a question, you wanted to accomplish something, you said, hey, computer, help me out. And, you know, I can do that at home right now with my smart speaker.
Yep.
You know, which is amazing. And the kids do it too. They're like, what does a lion sound like? And it'll be a funny sound, but it's like we're living in Star Trek, and so are our users. So yeah, our role as SEOs is not just to, it's a lot of things we can do. It's more like it's that connection, making sure our content can be used to enrich those experiences, whether they be the traditional on-screen experience or more, which unfortunately we still can't fully measure, but are out there and happening.
That's right. And it's even more important when it comes to the technical components, right? So,
yeah.
You know, obviously, the larger the website, the more complex the technical needs become. And, you know, in your career, I'd like to get an understanding of what that has meant for you, like going from, you know, say smaller websites or smaller ecosystems, even within SAP where you are today. I'm sure that there are smaller websites or smaller ecosystems you work on, all the way up to the large scale, larger, more broader international scenarios. And I'm curious to get your perspective. Are the approaches to technical SEO different, the same, incremental? How do you think about the situations when you're dealing with something smaller versus a, you know, tens or hundreds of millions page website?
Well, in many ways, they're, I won't say the same, but they're all in the same domain for the most part. You know, they're all going to be on our parent domain. So something that happens somewhere, even on a small site or a large site, does have the potential risk to impact another part of the domain. I mean, you don't want to see a penalty on, you know, a small site with just a few pages, because that invariably might reflect badly on your core site. So in many ways, they're all even or equal across the board. But yeah, sometimes the amount of effort you put into it does change. But I'm from the school of thought that, like, I would like everything to be nice and clean and consistent. I want to know where everything is, not just for consistency's sake, but just to, as a safeguard, to make sure that there's no risks anywhere, no matter what the size of the site is. And also that there's a risk that, you know, if you're dealing with millions of pages like I am, something that was built today might get forgotten down the line. So, you know, you want to be aware of that too, because, you know, something that's there with, you know, an outdated information, phone number, and so on could become a liability.
And with respect to some of the things that you have experienced and under whether the SAP umbrella or other experiences in your career, what are some of the unique challenges in managing technical SEO at scale?
Geotargeting is a big one when you're dealing with a global audience like we are. I'm really proud of the hreflang setup we've done. It's one thing to set it up. It's another to for it to work consistently. And it's another thing to explain sometimes, because the way the metrics are aggregated could be quite complex. And there's a disconnect between what you see in your in the Search Console performance data and also your metrics on site. But that's a big challenge. I mean, you can go to our homepage today and see that we've actually got close to 50 websites in different languages. I won't say stressful. It works, but you know, with its limits. The other thing too is millions of URLs, which means you've got fairly large group of people working together. So a lot of consistency to take into account, and knowing who to reach out to make sure everything is working properly, and communicate with the case something happens. So you know, knowing the right people, especially when you're all remote. Remote in the sense that you're not in the same location too. So that's true. But then of course, trying to get your requirements or the things you want to see happen on the site ahead of all the other things too. It really demonstrating the value.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
Yeah, let's double click on that, because that's the interesting thing about websites at scale, right? The larger the website, the larger the ecosystem, the more complex the experience is within a website, the more teams you have to work with.
Yeah.
Right? The more partners you have in this. And I think this is where, for our listeners who are either at agencies or maybe just starting their career off in SEO, this is kind of the difference between managing SEO and dealing with the day-to-day tactics and routines and influencing an SEO and working with these teams to ensure that their knowledge of SEO is adequate to solve the problems that a company faces. And so love to understand your experience in that second part. Not just going in and changing the meta title like we first started this conversation off, but like, how do you influence teams? Who are these teams that you work with, maybe to start with? And then how do you work on influencing them to ensure that the SEO investment is adequate for the complexity of a company like SAP?
No, I'm glad you're asking that question, because as an SEO, you can't do everything and be everywhere at the same time. And when you're dealing with a lot of web pages, yeah, you got to lean on other people, from people who maintain the site, work on the UX, publish the content, update the content, get it on the page, and even the analytics. And then, of course, all the other things which provide experiences, which range from social to paid and so on. It's about building relationships and communicating and educating people in best practices. It'll take time. But of course, it pays dividends down the line when, you know, people, you know, learn about SEO and best practices, start executing on them, but also know who to reach out to when they're not sure about something, and being there for them too. You know, I love questions. I can answer questions all day. I love when people reach out, and not just from the specific websites I'm focused on, but from across the company. You know, it took literally a decade to become sort of an address for all that, but you know, it's paying off now, because if, you know, they haven't found, from many of the resources I've shared, they'll reach out directly, which is great. And I think we're much better off for it. And we can build a better product. And I, even when I don't have the answer sometimes, there's some other people who've really become really interested in it and tried certain things too. And I could benefit from those experiences now also. So,
no question. And I mean, I think that that's a critical observation, because the reality of great SEO at the enterprise level or at any massive scale is creating this open dialogue, because there is no one right solution. There is this no one right answer. In one of our other podcast episodes, one of our guests brought this concept up of Nora, no one right answer. And that is absolutely right. But the problem for SEOs is that we use that, especially junior SEOs, we use that as our default mechanism to answer a question. We say these classic SEO words, it depends. And when it depends, everybody else on the other side goes, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if they're an engineer, especially if they're a technical person, they go, I need requirements in a ticket, and it depends doesn't help me at all. And so creating that open dialogue creates the solution that your organization needs. I'm curious, Jason, to get your view on how you do that. Is it just that you stay up till the wee hours of the morning every day answering everyone in Slack? Or do you create certain forums or ways or processes to help you communicate and share those insights?
A lot of the basics are still relevant. You can always point to resources that Google provides, which is, you know, the main search engine worldwide outside of maybe China. But, you know, just focusing on that, like, it's nice to say, like, not that it depends, but like, hey, Google said this, and this is the best practice. And that really helps a lot of the time. And usually it means something.
It does.
Okay. If Google is highlighting something, whether it be in Google Search Console or somewhere else, it's for a reason. So that helps kind of get the point across very often, but also educating on those fine points, really just focusing on, hey, look, what people see in search, that's where the experience begins. How can we influence that? Is whatever we can, I mean, get out of this mindset where the experience happens when, or starts when people are actually on the website. No, it happens before. You know, you've got your 10 blue links and then you've got all the other stuff around. Okay. If you can have influence on any part of that, take full advantage of it to educate that. And when people start really just that switch and say, really starting to understand like why search results look the way they do, it kind of clicks with people and that really starts them on the path of considering it. The whole thing also about intent-based search. You know, Google's not in the business of keyword matching. There's a lot more that's happening and it's really fascinating. So just knowing the right points to focus on, people get thinking on the right track. Now, also demonstrating success. It's hard to say, like, if you do this, this will be the impact, especially when there's an algorithm change.
Right.
That kind of goes back to, you got to really pick and choose your battles. It's like, you know, I would really like to have this. And then sometimes being honest and say, you know, honestly, I'm not sure if we can measure the impact. We really have to try it and see.
Yep.
So sometimes it boils down to just being able to say, like, we'll be able to measure or not. If not, you just got to be honest and say, look, I haven't seen it work for somebody else, but I know that this has been recommended and we should try it.
Yeah. And having a dialogue about those, and exactly, experimenting or calling it hygiene or something that allows the organization to justify the investment, even if it can't be measured, right? And we have a lot of that in SEO. This isn't like paid search. Dollar in gives you a dollar and a cent out. Like, that's very measurable in every aspect of it, but we don't get that luxury in SEO.
Yeah. I want to go back to one of your initial comment or a question about, you know, the other websites. And we got a big domain with many subdomains, hundreds in some cases. They all operate with different teams sometimes. So there's the opportunity sometimes to have the flexibility to try something somewhere and learn from that and replicate it on the other websites. So that's also by being very generous with your time and knowledge, gives you kind of the chance to try things sometimes with teams, which are a little bit more flexible. Then you can take that back to your core sites. Like, you know, we tried this and it actually really worked. Let's try it here too. So especially if they're, you know, hopefully using the same content management system. But so even within a large organization, you've got several websites and teams and so on. And you're almost operating like an internal agency in many ways. So
it is. It's true. Yeah. I mean, in my days at eBay, we would always test in Australia and the UK. Smaller markets, less risk. And if it worked there, you better believe it would get on the US website fast. So
that's interesting. Yeah.
Now that doesn't work for everybody. That's just one, but to your point, like testing and then like finding environments that you're allowed to use as like kind of that, like that fertile ground to identify wins. It's so important when you have a big scaled up website.
Yeah. I mean, I mentioned hreflang. I mean, there's that trick where you can upload sitemaps to different subdomains.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you find a way around a challenge and you demonstrate it works. And then, you know, it's, you got to be creative sometimes. There's a lot out there you can take, not, I won't say take advantage of, but you can experiment if you know where to look and how to get things done and work with the right people. And if you could prove it on a small scale, you get the opportunity to scale it up. So yeah, if the door closes on your face, just keep pushing.
Keep trying something new. In this vein, Jason, like, what advice would you have for some of our listeners, especially SEOs who maybe have, 3 to 5 years work experience, maybe for the first time working on one of their largest websites that has tens of thousands, if not millions of pages? What advice do you have for them in order to be effective at managing a large website and not letting the size and the scope and the reach of this website overwhelm them?
The first thing would be to always double down on the fundamentals. There's some things that have always been true in my career in SEO, and some tools that have always been there as well. So, and I always like to start with like what actually appears in search and trying to influence that and really accept that the experience begins there. Your titles, your meta descriptions, and then you get into the other side, how Google crawls and indexes that content. Is Google reaching the entire site, especially when you're dealing with millions of pages? Google doesn't have all day to crawl your site. So you got to pay attention to that. And that really goes back to the fundamentals. The second thing is people. Knowing who to reach out to, building those relationships, and being consistent, okay? And also being humble. Mm-hmm. When you make a mistake or you realize you were wrong, which happened to me recently, I was running an experiment on one subdomain and was disproven. Yeah, I went back and said, you know what? I was wrong. I tried it out somewhere else. I was wrong. We got to change that setting back. Being humble. It's fine. I avoid saying it depends. I prefer to try and give, really say that I don't know if I don't know, or if we should try it when we try it. And prioritizing. Again, it's a never-ending laundry list of things you can do with SEO. Just really work on what you feel will have the biggest impact in towards accomplishing your goals and the goals of the organization. I was going to say, it's like, oh, we want to increase traffic. So, okay, cat videos always wins.
Yeah, it's so true. And that prioritization muscle is only something that you can develop over time and practicing and really getting into that practice of what is the most important thing for an organization, especially one at scale. Okay, that wraps up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. Thank you to Jason Lax, Technical SEO Senior Specialist at SAP, for joining us. If you'd like to contact Jason, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can contact him on X, where his handle is at Jason Lax, LAX, or visit his company website, sap.com.
Okay. Thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, B-E-N-J-S-H-A-P. And if you haven't subscribed yet, content and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.